Good morning. I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2008 in Orlando, Florida. And we're standing actually in the Graniti Fiandri booth, and I'm here with Gene Nichols. So, Gene, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. We're really excited.
Well, thanks for agreeing to do a little interview with us. As for those people who may not know Graniti Fiandri, it's an Italian-based company, actually publicly traded Italian-based company, but they're huge. I mean, I think they're in 120 different countries. You have manufacturing plants in how many countries?
Three countries.
And so one of the things about Graniti Fiandri is they always have, just like most Italian tile companies, they have a very edgy and attractive look. So why don't you, the first thing we want to talk about is you're here at this show with kind of a new motto. Your badge there says 2008. It was a great year. Why don't you explain that?
It was a very good year. Our company has taken the opportunity to really expand. We've added three special projects managers that work directly with architects and designers on national account and large projects. We're expanding our showroom resource centers by five this year, and our first quarter sales were already in the double digits. So we're saying things as they are, this is going to be a really great year.
So while I can tell you that nationally, as a, just a general trend, the ceramic tile market is off, so your business is actually up.
We have just continued. We had over a 30% growth last year. We're on the target for the same kind of growth this year. I attribute that to a combination of commercial and residential, and the fact that our products are very unique. We actually are exhibiting here four of our products that are patented products, so they're kind of the leading edge top products. We're also launching this year at Coverings two new lines, one Graniti Fiandri line out of our Tennessee facility called the Nihon, which is reminiscent of the land of the rising sun, taking the Asian flair, which seems to be a trend in all sides of business, from residential to commercial, a very contemporary, clean feel.
I've got to think that one of the reasons that you're doing so well is because of your focus on the commercial market and your focus on the high-end residential market, because those are two markets that are actually continuing to do well. Is that right?
I would think so. Our business historically has been commercial. And even though now with the Tennessee facility, we're gaining some real strength in the residential market. Fortunately for us, we didn't have a huge amount of market share, so there wasn't a lot to lose. We had a lot to gain. So I think even though in the past 90% of our business was commercial, high-end residential, now we're able to incorporate the dealer market with some really first-class products produced right here in the United States, which I think a lot of clients are looking for.
Now, you've mentioned this plant in Tennessee a couple times, and that actually is the Stone Peak plant. Is that correct?
Yes, Graniti Fiandri owns the Stone Peak facility, and Stone Peak is the marketing and sales arm and the legal term for Graniti Fiandri in the U.S. Actually, Graniti Fiandri, I work for Transceramica. It's a DBA, but we do all the sales and marketing for Graniti Fiandri in the U.S.
And you're strategically located in Chicago, where a lot of the designers are. And I've got to ask you, when you come to Coverings, who do you meet with? I mean, it's kind of a mix, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to sit down to with our clients and be able to see the full range of our products, our distributors. We also do a lot of marketing to the A&D community, because this is an excellent show for just the general architects. We do a lot of targeted trade shows, hospitality, retail, those types of things. But this, at the Covering Show, we get a real nice mix of a combination of architects that do both residential, commercial, your general architectural community. So,
all right, so you were starting a minute ago, you were saying now the new products that you have, you went through one of them. What are you calling it?
That was called Nihon, and that is our through-body porcelain tile under the Graniti Fiandri brand. We also developed 2 years ago what we refer to as the TCL brand, because Graniti Fiandri in the market has a reputation for these through-body porcelains. But we had a lot of clients, particularly in the hospitality industry, that we were doing the front areas, but we were losing out in the in their bathrooms and their back areas because of the cost of the material. So we started developing a glazed porcelain product for them for those areas, and that's taken off really well for us, and that's the products that are taking us into the dealer market. However, this year we have added to, we have a new collection called Earth Naturals, which is kind of a linen woven look for the residential market. And to complement that, we have integrated in the TCL brand glass mosaics, as you know, is a very popular thing right now. So we're using a combination of glass mosaics, glass and stone, metal mosaics, and you can see we've got a full range of products, excellent pricing that we've been able to source from our international contacts around the world. So we're really excited about that.
Well, let's cover that real quick, the trends. You talked about the glass, which is certainly a trend. You talked about the metal, and obviously the, you know, the metal, the metallic look is a trend. And then the linen, when you say, which is, you know, based on the fabrics or textile look, those are kind of the three core trends right now, aren't they?
Exactly. And Fiandre has a tendency, the good news is we're the very innovative company. The bad news is we're a very innovative company. So we're usually out ahead of the market. Our products, we're seeing things. We originally brought porcelain stone-looking material to the U.S., in the early 90s, you know, and it became a commodity. We brought porcelain to the U.S. back in the early 80s, and you know, it's a commodity product now. So we're always on the front, which is kind of a frustrating thing because we're always showing something that there's no point of reference to, such as our Luminar collection.
Luminar, that's the one, I'm glad you reminded me, that's the one that looks like an LP record. It's got grooves in it. That's right. And that's a metallic look with a lot of circular grooves in it.
It's been a fabulous, we just introduced it last year, and the retail hospitality industries have just glommed onto, for worse, a lack of a better word, and the residential community, now that we're going a little more contemporary, high style, it's been very successful for us.
And last year you were introducing a modular system that was kind of like for outdoor decks. So what was it called?
That's our Geo X-Stay, which you use a plastic pod and then these 14-millimeter tiles sit on them. It's great for decks, cover patios, outside. And the nice thing about it is you pick it up and take it with you when you move. So we still are doing quite a bit with that. Ventilated facades. So we're a very diversified company, which is the good news. The bad news is we're very diversified, and it's hard to, you know, get around to everyone in the market and let them see. But I think this coverings is a great opportunity for people to really get a glimpse at who Graniti Fiandre is and what they do.
Well, Gene, I appreciate you talking to our audience today. I mean, like I said, Graniti Fiandre, if not the largest, one of the largest producers of porcelain tile in the world, a major company, and always have a very attractive, edgy look. And we've been talking with Gene Nichols, and I'm Ken Parr with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.